This is Louisa.
Hi, Louisa. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from Research Associates, a national public opinion research company. The purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. To begin, are you a registered voter in Orleans Parish?
I am.
Okay. Are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not interested at all in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
I'm very interested.
Thank you. And do you define your racial classification as African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, Asian?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And thinking about the condition of New Orleans public schools, public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, a little satisfied, or not at all satisfied with the condition of public school buildings.
Well, I'm very dissatisfied that my neighborhood school just shut down.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting us know. So you're not at all satisfied, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is very important, somewhat important, a little important, or not at all important?
Very important, because it reflects the child's education.
It does. Thank you. When you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express no confidence at all, a little confidence, some confidence?
No confidence.
No confidence at all. Gotcha. Thank you. If the New Orleans public schools had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, will you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably.
Probably vote for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm going to read you two statements. Tell me which one best reflects your review, your views. The first one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowner expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. Or number two.
Oh, that's a complicated question because everyone's property taxes went up sky high.
It did. Thank you. Or would you reflect to the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority?
That one.
Okay. The second one. Now, voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. For each of the following, tell me if it will not influence you at all, influencing you a little, somewhat influenced or strongly influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal for public school where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one, learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. Does that strongly influence you, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045.
Somewhat. I'm sorry.
No problem. I got you. Learning that
the
owner.
At a time. Yeah.
I try to do that sometimes. I understand you. Learning that the owner of a 275,000 home currently pays less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. How much does that influence you?
Influences me a lot.
Strongly or somewhat? So that's strongly. Got you. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future. How much influence?
A lot. I'm sorry.
A lot.
Can you repeat that question?
No problem. Yeah, most definitely. Learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Right.
A lot. Strongly influenced, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Learning that this is a millage renewal and it will not increase your property taxes.
A lot. I don't want my taxes to increase. I want my taxes to go to schools. I don't want them to go to other things.
Got you. Learning that the money is allocated to every public school in the city. How much influence?
Well, I don't think it's fairly allocated because it's all based on where you live. Like different, so uptown is different than like in the east. So it should be equitable. It should be the same.
Okay. So a little influence or not all influence?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools building after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there wouldn't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. How much influence?
A lot of influence. How many more questions do you have, sir?
We're at 80%. We're almost done.
Okay.
Okay. Learning that the public school district has facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent.
A lot.
How much influence? A lot. Gotcha. Oh. All right. So moving forward here, now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that would expire in 2045, will you definitely vote against, probably vote against, probably vote for, or definitely vote for this proposition?
Probably vote for.
Probably vote for. And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask some questions for statistical purposes. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of a child enrolled in New Orleans Public School?
No.
A teacher at a New Orleans Public School?
No.
A staff member or administrator at New Orleans Public School?
No.
So you're not affiliated, correct? In other words, with New
correct.
Orleans Public School?
Correct.
All right, got you. Stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, 18 to 30?
I'm 40.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yep.
Stop me when you hear the last grade you completed. Some high school grad,
grade.
Some master's, got you. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Oh, thank you. Man, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your patience and participation. You have yourself a great rest of the Saturday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.